Heterozygous FH is the most common form of FH, and it occurs in one out of every 200 to 250 individuals. Remember that these individuals have received one genetic mutation from a parent. We begin to think of heterozygous familial hypercholesterolemia when the LDL cholesterol is greater than 190 milligrams per deciliter in adults and greater than 160 milligrams per deciliter in children. However, it's important to keep in mind that these are not absolutes. We may begin to see the onset of coronary heart disease, or so-called premature heart disease, in individuals between 30 and 60 years of age, in particular in those who have not been treated. Most individuals will respond to drug therapies with heterozygous FH, but it is usually more than one lipid-lowering agent. Homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia is the more rare and serious form of FH, and it is occurring in every one out of 170,000 to one out of every 300,000 individuals. So the patient with homozygous FH is identified as having two genetic mutations that are passed down, one from each parent. These LDL cholesterol levels are markedly elevated, being greater than 400 to 500 milligrams per deciliter. The onset of coronary disease can be during childhood or early adolescence, with first MIs often occurring in early adolescence, again, if not treated.